Falconry is an old tradition in many parts of the world, including Western Europe, the Middle East, and Central Asia. Now, it is becoming a tourist activity at hotels and other places in the United States, from Vermont to Colorado to California. The ancient sport of using birds of prey to hunt wild animals has existed for at least 4,000 years. Experiences designed for the tourism industry do not usually involve hunting. They center on the flight of the birds and their return to their human trainers. During a demonstration for visitors to the Woodstock Inn in Vermont, a professional falconer teaches about birds of prey and the history of falconry. He also flies a trained Harris's hawk. Then he helps interested observers fly the hawk themselves. Bouchain Vineyards in California started using falconers in 2016 to stop birds from eating their crops. Vineyard visitors were pleased to see the hawks fly and work with their trainer. So the company decided to offer guests that experience as part of a wine tasting and lunch. It's amazing to showcase the birds and to be able to actually hold a glove out and have a falcon land on your hand, said employee Chris Kajani. He said the falconry program also gives the vineyard good publicity. At New England Falconry in Vermont recently, a young Harris's hawk named Audubon launched from a high place. He flew through the wind over a grassy field straight to falconer Jessica Snyder's hand. She then treated the one-year-old hawk to a piece of meat. "He has fun out here," she said. She also noted that the bird has about 10 times the sight ability of an average human. The Harris's hawk has brown feathers and yellow legs with long black talons. Its strong eyesight enables it to spot prey on the ground below. The Harris's hawk, which hunts in groups, is considered the most social bird of prey. However, each has its own personality, Snyder said. Falconers attach an electronic device to their birds so they can be found if they do not return from a flight. Growth in the use of hunting guns almost ended falconry, which arrived in the U.S. in the early 1900s. Sheldon Nicole, president of the North American Falconers Association, said it is generally an activity of wealthy people. But, Nicole said, there are now 20 or 30 places to enjoy falconry experiences in the U.S. I'm Susan Shand.